The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next on Life Today, artist Ann Nielsen answers God's calling to use her gifts and talents to minister to others.
Because I went through this journey. Am I supposed to paint? Am I supposed to, you know, am I doing this? Am I really hearing you, Lord? Questioning. And just talked about we serve a big God. And, you know, I'm sitting there just bawling. Just forgive me, Lord. Forgive me when I don't trust you.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Life Today. I'm Sheila Walsh, and I'm so, so excited about today's show. I have a picture, a painting hanging in my den, just like this, and it's one of my favorite pieces of art because when I look at it, I feel comforted. Mm-hmm. For some reason, that's the overwhelming sense, is comforted. And so I wanted to see if it was possible to get the artist who painted this to be with us on the show. And she said yes. So Anne, I just want to welcome you so much to Life Today. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. Wow. Full circle. What a privilege, because, you know, I listened to Blue Waters, your music, 21 years ago.
Wow.
When a group of us got baptized in the Holy Spirit. And that was just the beginning of this journey of painting and worshiping and listening to praise music. And you have been such a huge force in my life, your talent and your beauty.
That just blows me away.
I know.
I wondered, like, I'm going to tell you how you can get a hold of your own copy of this book, because you are going to, because it's a devotional, you're going to want to. But with each piece of work, how do you begin the process?
Well, first I put my headphones on, because praise music is truly what each painting is rooted and grounded in. And then I have a blank canvas on my easel. And I just let the power of the Holy Spirit work through me, whether it's, you know, and I paint in oils. I've tried other, you know, acrylics and watercolors.
I love oils.
Oils, you can...
It's texture.
Oh, and you can mix the colors. Mm-hmm. It's just, this is dreamy. But anyway, so whether it's three colors on my palette, or I'm a very limited palette user, and or six. And I just allow the Holy Spirit to kind of, I have a vision in my head. People say, do you see angels? I don't know that I've ever seen them, but I truly, you know, the words of the music, praying, I pray for every piece that is on my canvas that I'm painting for or painting, and just allowing the Holy Spirit to work through. And I think I tell this a lot, you know, there's no two fingerprints alike. Mm. There are no two snowflakes alike.
Yeah.
And I'd like to say that there are no two angel wings that I paint that are alike.
Wow, so, that gives me chills.
So, yeah, it's just been a process. And it started out as such a hobby.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, like, have you always been, like, an artist? Like, in school, were you an artist?
I knew when I was in the third grade and young that I wanted to be an artist. Third grade, I wrote this paper. You know, the old kind of, you know, those papers that had the lines with the red dots. You had to, like, cursive that you had to. So third grade, what do you want to be when you grow up? And three sentences. I wanted to be an artist. I also wanted to be a wife and a mom, which I have four beautiful children. I'm married to my husband for almost 28 years. But I knew that God gave me that gift and deposited deep within my spirit and my soul to create. I mean, He is the master creator.
Yes.
And a long journey of how I got there, but about 19 years ago, I painted this tiny little angel. I sent a picture to my sister, and I said, what do you think? And she said, I think you found your voice.
Oh, I love that.
And I'm like, okay. And it was a hobby. And this is such a cool story. Full circle, 8 years ago, when the first coffee table book came out.
Which I also have.
I got painting to praise music and, you know, creating these ethereal beings, but I got an email from Matt Redman.
Oh, wow, and British worship artist.
Worship artist, listened to his music as well. And he said, I'm coming out with a new album. I want to change the cover. And I said, oh, wow, okay, which cover? And it was the first angel that I ever painted. And it's his album, Your Grace Finds Me.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, okay, Lord, just full circle, just like today is. I love those divine appointments.
Too. I do too.
There are no coincidences with God, and just those nudges that, hey,
I know.
I'm in the details.
But what I love about that, Anne, is like we hear so much bad news at the moment. Even in social media, people are going nuts. And I've never heard people so angry or so polarized. But what I get through your work is God is on the move.
He is on the move.
And he is involved in all areas of our lives. Now, this book is a devotional. And I love it. It's very different than any devotional I've ever seen before because you'll choose one word. Yes. Where did that idea come from?
Well, a lot of help, prayer. but I do think our words are powerful. Yeah. And, you know, when the first coffee, I keep referring back to the coffee table book, I thought I wanted to do something that everybody could have an angel because the angels started growing in value and people wanted them. And then there are all these incredible stories. So I thought, I'm going to put it in book. That way people can rip out the page and then they
frame
can.
It.
So one girl got the coffee table book. It sat on her coffee table book, which most coffee table books do. And she said, 6 months, I finally opened it and I started reading it. And it's my new devotional. And I'm like, well, it's a bit awkward. It's a bit heavy. I need to start a I need to do a devotional. So I debated and prayed, is it 365 days? Is it, you know, what does this look like? And the Lord really, you know, our words are powerful.
Yes.
And they can either build up or they can tear down. And we landed on words. We landed on the number 40. I think 40 is a very significant.
Biblically, it's a very significant number.
And so we chose 40 words to really, you know, hone in. You can, you know, choose a word for a week, a day, a year. And I'm praying that this is like God's word, that, you know, every time you open it, God's going to speak something different to your heart, even though you've, you know, read about love, you know, 100 times. But, and there's a story I had, one of my closest, dearest friend, high school friend. She went to go be with Jesus 2 years ago, June. Mm. And I mean, just you talk about close to Jesus and God. Oh, she was a rock. But her sister, who is also a dear friend, she, this was a year later, and every July or every January, she would choose a word. And she was like, my word this year is going to be dread.
Oh,
because
gosh.
I dread what going into this year is going to be like without her sister.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So it's going to be dread. And the Lord said, no, it's going to be joy.
Wow.
And she's like, no, 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 it's going to be dread. And she had this battle back and forth.
Wow.
She finally conceded to joy. And she said, Anne, if I had not chose joy, I would have chosen my word dread. And I would dread going to the grocery store.
Wow.
I would dread getting out of bed. And so it's a choice that we
have. That's an
act
of faith,
isn't it? It's an act of faith. And even though you don't feel like it, the words that we choose can change everything. And so it's been a sweet little devotional.
Have you heard, it's not necessarily even related to this, but what are some of the stories you've heard back from people who received a piece of your work, of the impact it's had on their life? Because it's been huge. I know several stories.
It's been powerful. I think early on, a woman called me and she said, I got to tell you, I lost my 4-year-old granddaughter 2 years ago, and I have not been able to grieve. And I read your book cover to cover, and it's like the floodgates of heaven have opened up and the healing process has begun. And that's
huge.
Healing and powerful. And just allowing, you know, I do believe that, and I tell a lot of people, when we have open hands and an open heart to allow the Holy Spirit and the Lord work through us, it's not about us.
Yeah.
It's about what he can do. And
yeah.
I just, that kind of shifted that conversation early on. You know, this was a hobby. I mean, it was
didn't
just
you get a D in art?
I got a D
school?
Minus in 10th grade art.
That
it is on my
away.
Report card. A D minus.
What was wrong with that teacher?
I was coloring outside the lines, I think.
And I love that.
He wanted me to stay within the lines. And, yes, this is on my report card. I showed it to my kids a lot, you know, look. But what God can do, I mean, oh my gosh, He can do immeasurably more than we could ever ask or imagine. And I just, yeah.
I think is interesting. The thing that I found challenging and encouraging about your work is that God has deposited something in every single one of us. Mm-hmm. And it might not be music. It might not be your giftedness in art. But I think we should all start opening our hands more.
Yes.
And finding how we're, because we compare ourselves to each other.
That is a thief of joy.
Yeah.
Oh, that is hard. And yeah. We went on a mission trip. This was with my family a long time ago, but it was a powerful mission trip. And every night we would, you know, come back together. And what the head of the ministry, he said, everybody has been given something.
Yeah.
What is in your hand?
Wow.
What is it? You know? And are you willing to open and surrender it to God?
Wow.
And watch what He will do in the midst. And it might not look what, you know, we started out, but if we, because we can cling to things and, you know, and I have a hard time of clinging, but it's when I can open my hands and open my heart.
Surrender's huge.
And surrender and truly see what He can do. That's how I met my husband, 10 dates later.
Yes. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, we were married. That's a whole nother story.
That's another book.
But surrendering. I mean, quit walking and trying to control God.
Yeah.
And surrendering and truly trusting Him. Wow.
Changes everything, doesn't it?
Buckle up.
You know, I found myself wondering as I was reading through, is like when I write, sometimes I'll start writing on a passage, like my last book, I was writing on forgiveness. Yeah. And it suddenly started stirring up something in me. And I realized there was somebody from my past that I had not forgiven, and I had to put everything down.
Yeah.
Repent, which is not a feeling. It means I changed my mind and I changed my direction.
Yeah, and turned.
And ask that person for their forgiveness. When you were coming up with all the words, were there any that hit you in particular?
Oh, gosh, that's... one that hits me pretty particularly right now is love. Because I feel like, and you talk about the toxicity of social media and where our world is right now. And I think that word is so powerful. I mean, God is love.
Yeah.
For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. And I feel like, how can we be that to the world so that they see Jesus? And I really feel like that's a powerful word. I mean, they're all powerful. Forgiveness is a huge one.
Huge,
forgiveness.
Huge, huge.
I mean, there's so many things, and that's not just a one and done thing.
No.
I mean, it's a daily, but I think between love and forgiveness and those are what this world needs.
Yeah, I often think we should talk less and love more.
Exactly.
Because we seem to have a lot of words.
Yes.
I'm not sure that we don't.
We do.
And, I don't want to be the kind of person who preaches at people. I want to be the kind of person who sees people and loves people.
Yes. Well, and there's that good saying that preach the gospel at all times.
Yes.
But when necessary, use words. So it's our actions.
Yeah.
You know, this is such a crazy story. I was at the grocery store, and it was during COVID, and it was a crazy time. And this woman, I'm going to try to make this very short, but there was a woman behind me that had three items in her little cart. And she said, "Ma'am, would you mind helping me?" And I said, "Yeah." And she had a little four-year-old boy with her. And I said, "Is that all you need?" She said, "I'm struggling. I just, you know." And I said, "Well, let's go shopping. It's your favorite day. I mean, it's, you know, this is your day." No, I really don't need anything." I said, "No, yes, you do." So I got a bigger cart. And I mean, we went shopping.
Yay.
And then I said, "You go before me and I'm going to check you out and I'm going to pay and then y'all go on." And the checkout lady was so offended that I paid for her groceries. She laughed. She goes, did you not know her? I said, I did not. She goes, you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to do that. And I said, oh, my gosh, yes, I am.
Wow.
And she called the manager over. And then, you know, we had this word. And I said, Christine, her name is Christine. And I said, listen, I said, when the Holy Spirit tells you to do something, I'm going to act out of obedience. And at the very end, she looked at me and, you know, she's tallying everything up. She goes, would you like to round up? And I looked at her and I said, now, what do you think? And she just burst out in laughter. And I said, that's what we need. We need more of that. And I, you know,
but it was
she,
grace in your response, because you could have got mad.
Yes, I just said, what do you think? And she just, so 2 days later, I had her on my heart, and I got books, I signed them, I took them in, I forgot my mask, I went in there, and she was at the checkout, and I said, do you remember me? She goes, I do. And I just gave her the biggest hug. I said, these are for you.
Wow.
And so, anyway, it's just our actions.
Love disarms, doesn't
love
it?
Love disarms. Love does.
The you know, work. One of the hardest things I ever heard was when my dear friends, Stephen and Mary Beth Chapman, lost their precious little girl, Maria. And the circumstances of it were just, I mean, my husband and I literally sobbed on the floor.
Yes.
But didn't you give them a piece of your art?
I did, because they're one of the ones that I listen to with praise music. And when little Maria Sue passed away, I went into mourning. I was on the floor sobbing. And, you know, anything. I want to give everybody everything. I don't want to give paintings away. And I painted this small little painting. It was pastel colors. It was not my typical palette. It sat in my studio for about a month, maybe 2 months, because I just thought, they're not going to get it. They're, you know, it's not the right colors. Or, but anyway, I found a way, because I kept hearing the Holy Spirit nudge me, send it, send it. So out of act of obedience, I packed it up. I sent it to a friend of a friend who knew them. And then months later, that was in like August, and this is November, and I'm teaching a small Bible study, and we're talking about we serve a big God, but we tend to keep him in a small box. And I was telling the story about Stephen and Mary Beth Chapman in the painting, and I said, I probably will never hear from them. Small God. And I, we wrapped up the Bible study, and I got in my car, and I started going through my emails, and there was an email from Grace, their assistant, and there was an email from Mary Beth saying, oh, my gosh, we about dropped this painting when we got it. Little Maria, the colors are the exact same colors of our home, and little Maria Sue always wore her hair tousled in a red ponytail, just like the painting. The little girl had a little tousled ponytail with red ponytail. And I sat there because I went through this journey. Am I supposed to paint? Am I supposed to, you know, am I doing this? Am I really hearing you, Lord? Questioning. And just talked about we serve a big God. And, you know, I'm sitting there just bawling, just forgive me, Lord. Forgive me when I don't trust you. And we've become really close friends.
They're just lovely, aren't they?
So incredible. And we own a gallery, and so we had Stephen and Mary Beth come, and we had a night unplugged, and we raised money for Show Hope. And then just this past October, in the midst of COVID, we had 25 couples for this BYOB, Bring Your Own Blanket, Under the Stars. In my backyard, and I think we raised close to $70,000 with 25 couples.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's just, it's to see what God has done and how he just weaves and connects, you know, his people together for a higher purpose.
As you can tell, we'll need to have her back, because I could talk to this woman for hours and hours. But I want to tell you how you can get hold of Anne's book. But I want to ask you first if you would do something, if you would stand beside us and ask the Lord to wash your eyes so that you see those who have a need, maybe like you've never seen them before. Would you watch this?
When you lose someone you love unexpectedly, it can feel like your whole world is falling apart. It's almost too much to bear. If you know my story, you know I lost my husband in 2001 to a tragic scuba diving accident. I'd give just about anything to go back in time and stop that from happening. And while I know God has never abandoned me, I've learned some memories stay with you for the rest of your life. Recently in East Africa, I got to visit people with some very fresh memories, people who lost loved ones of their own. And in a way, I feel connected to them. My husband died in the water, and her husband died because of water and the lack of good, clean water. Because the water they need to drink every day in order to live, well, it's killing them. Water that looks like this and this. Water that looks like this. These precious people don't have a choice in the water they drink. Right now, it's this or it's nothing. But you and I have a choice, a life and death choice. Not life and death for us, but for them. So will you please choose to partner with Life Outreach today? Will you help give water for life? So that we can give them water like this.
And that's the way children should be. They should be laughing. They should be healthy. They should have the energy to run. They should be children. But in so many of the places that we've gone, just as our darling Tammy Trent showed you there, the only option to some parents is to give their children filthy water. I can't imagine what that's like. I mean, when I've had the privilege of going to different parts of Africa, Cambodia, many of the countries that where we drill water wells. I mean, the first time, honestly, I was there, it overwhelmed me. It was too much. I remember that night going back to this little lodge where we were staying, and I literally lay down on the carpet and I sobbed. But, you know, I felt the Holy Spirit say to me, Sheila, get up, dry your eyes, and let's do something about this. And that's what we're committed to here at Life. That's been the vision that James and Betty have carried for years. So here's what we want to do this year. We want to drill 350 new wells in over 20 nations. I have been there. I mean, it was amazing to go from watching a mother get this filthy water. Then she takes me to the place where she's buried her little girl, because she died of waterborne illness. But then we happened to come upon a place where they were drilling a well. And watching the children, their delight as the water began to spurt out of the ground and it was clean water. And then to actually find one of the wells that says, placed here by the Friends of Life Outreach International. I probably took 50 photographs of that one well because it was just so beautiful. And you did that. You did that. So let's do it again. I want to send you this stunning book, but today is the only day. We're going to make it available to you for a gift of $48. We'll give clean water to 10 people for their lifetime. So I want you to call today and say, I want to get Anne's book. I mean, it's beautiful. It will just speak to you over and over again. It will be an act of worship. Anne's paintings sing, but they sing about the glory of God. They sing of hope. They sing of strength. They sing. So will you help us do that? We've made this commitment to drill 350 wells, and hopefully soon we get to be back on the road in these countries. I'm longing to go back and to see what your gifts have done, and we'll bring footage back and we will show you the joy in these children and the burden that's been lifted off these moms who get up so early and go to the little hand-dug wells where the water is filthy and the animal's dung falls into it. I mean, it's a nightmare, but we can change that into a dream. Please, would you call now?
Waterborne illness is a killer that strikes the most vulnerable. For many impoverished families, the death of a child is the tragic result of having no choice but to drink contaminated water. But with your help, they won't have to make this choice ever again. Mission Water for Life provides clean, fresh drinking water for thousands of children and their families, giving them a life free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we'll send you James Robison's book, Living Amazed. Full of inspirational true stories, you'll learn how divine encounters can change your life. In addition, you'll also receive Randy Robison's brand new devotional, Upgrade, 7 Moves in 7 Weeks to a Better Life. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the NIV Thin Line Bible with easy-to-read large print. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Divine Servant. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Don't you see what a wonderful opportunity this is? I mean, this isn't something that we have to do. We get to be the hands and feet of Jesus to those people who all they're asking for is clean water. That's all. And remember, for today, if you send a gift of $48, which will provide clean water for 10 people, you'll get this beautiful devotional from Ann Nielsen. And Ann, I just want to say what a delight it is to meet you in person. And this book is such a beautiful, beautiful piece of... It's a piece of music. I mean, it's just beautiful.
Wow, and that just, wow, that got me. Because doing the hands and feet of Christ, and that's why I do this, because the Lord said, I want you to paint and give back.
Wow.
So over this journey of 19 years, it's been painting and then giving back.
Wonderful.
And so, wow, that stuff gets me.
That's awesome. And I just want to thank you all for being with us, and we will see you next time on Life Today.
Regardless of your net worth, estate planning benefits you and your family. Do not put off this important step to peace of mind. Contact Life Planning Services today. Next week, Jenny Owens opens up about her search for hope by singing in the dark. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.